Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman, and I am your host. As you know, if this is your first time listening to the Hotter Than Health podcast, welcome. Thank you for being here, and I am absolutely sorry about the acoustics. If you can tell, here's the thing. I shouldn't even be mentioning that because the likelihood of anyone truly noticing enough for it to make a difference, the chances are small, but want to be self-aware. I am sitting in a hotel room in, where the hell in the country am I? In Houston, Texas, and we are here for work, but I am in the hotel room and we didn't wrap up our day until about 5:30. So it's 6:30 now, recording this on Wednesday night. You'll hear this in about 9 hours. Either way, the acoustics, they're not amazing. However, they hooked it up with a sweet room. And here's the hack. Here's the hack, you guys. The hotel industry right now, along with Food and Bev, along with anyone in hospitality, have been busting their asses. We all know service might be slower because there aren't as many waiters and there's not much staff. It's harder to find employees. Ask anyone in Food and Bev or hospitality and they will absolutely agree. There's less staff. People are struggling to keep up with the workload. I understand that. But you know what? There is not one thing in this world that people want to feel more than heard, seen, and valued. And let me tell you how this can be mutually beneficial. We will get into the episode. Again, if this is your first time listening, this is not a hospitality life lesson podcast. It's health, nutrition, wellness, hacks, all that good stuff. But let me preach a little bit for a sec. Anyone working in hospitality wants to feel valued, seen, appreciated, all of that good stuff. However, they don't get that often. And when you have the opportunity to be extra kind or patient or extend some type of compassion extra, do so. I signed up for this room. Work is paying for it, but you know, I'm not picky about hotel rooms, but if they're going to set you up with something a bit nicer, then I will take that, especially after the absolute hellstorm that was my experience coming home from California this past weekend. Oh my gosh, we're not going to get into it. We don't need to spread that energy. You don't need that. Everyone knows travel is hellish right now. Just be careful of Delta. Delta, thank you for the voucher, but it just was not worth it. The hotel that I'm staying in now, it's a larger corporate chain hotel, but it's huge. This is a massive hotel. Everything is bigger in Texas, including this hotel. We walk in, it's late, we're tired, we just want to get to our rooms. I'm with my coworker, they have their own room, I have my own room, and I don't want to talk anymore. I want to wind down. I want to unpack. I want to bathe. I want to shave my armpits. All of the things that we want to do naked in a hotel room. We get to the hotel, park, walk in, think nothing of it. And the woman who is working at the front desk, she has three people in line in front of me. She is on the phone. She's got two phones on. She's got a phone on each ear. And she is smiling. She is being positive. She's trying her best. She's trying not. But she's not obnoxious. It's not fake. She's really just enjoying her job. But she's in the weeds. She's in the freaking weeds. And the people in front of us, you know, it's a very corporate hotel. There's a lot of people here for business. A lot of people from out of town who just are in the same position as I am. They just want the key to their damn room. I understand. However, I thought this woman, she is in the weeds right now. I feel for her. I wish that she had someone helping her. Da 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 da. It's finally my turn. I go up, check in, get my key, all that good stuff. And I look at her name tag, say her name. Hey, how are you? state her name. And she looks at me like she saw a ghost. And she immediately turns on her brightest smile. She is pulling the person who isn't even really working with her, but she's pulling the person next to her. Oh my gosh, this is the sweetest woman. She has been so kind to me. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And she then proceeds to put me in a suite when I pay for just a run-of-the-mill one-room room. There's three different rooms. There's like a lounge area. There's a kitchen. It's not the sexiest place, but it's still a lot more spacious. And she sets me up with this room. She sends a fruit plate up to my room. She says, do you drink wine? I'll send you up a nice bottle. And I said, no, I'm not a big drinker. But she thought, oh, you look healthy. I'll send you up a fruit plate. And I thought, oh, damn, thank you. And it was this gorgeous fruit plate. And honestly, all it was because I said her name. I said, thank you. We were chatting. I made sure to be patient and stay positive. And it was the best. I even said, oh, here's the trick. I said, is there anywhere I can write you a review? You're working really hard. And honestly, I can tell you for a fact, trying to whore my body out to get reviews for the podcast, asking someone if you can give them a review, hey, would it help you out if I gave you a review on Yelp? You've been so awesome. And I just want to say thank you. Bosses look at that kind of stuff. Bosses look on Yelp. They look on their Google reviews. They look on Instagram. They look on TripAdvisor. If there's ever an opportunity for you to say, hey, I'd love to write you a review, please let me know. I'm telling you, I didn't do it for the room, but it was super freaking helpful. It's nice. I feel good. I feel spacious. I've been enjoying this fruit tray. And all you have to do is be mindful that you aren't the only one on this fucking earth. And you can be kind, listen, patient, even when you're a little bit tired. And sometimes it pays off. That's not always the case, but sometimes it pays off, and it did for me. And I'm bragging about that. But I think that's also because I've just been living in hotels and I'm tired. That is neither here nor there. Let's get into today's episode. Before we go into a couple little tips, tricks, this is a solo episode, as you can see. And we are going to be doing that until I move into my new apartment on Saturday. So the next time that we are recording, we're going to be in a new space, guys. We're going to be in Charlotte. We're feeling good. This is the final push. It's going to be a long couple of days, and then we're going to get there. We are going to be there. And if anyone has any recommendations for what to do in Charlotte now, please let me know. If you know anyone that I can be friends with who wants to work out with me, just let me know. I'm got a few friends there that I'm absolutely in love with, but everyone's having kids, everyone having babies, and I'm like, who wants to work out? Either way, I wanted to say thank you also for whoever wrote this review that was written by BP Writer on, let's see, when was this? It was written this past week, maybe 5 days ago. Recently discovered the Hotter Than Health podcast, and I'm really enjoying it. Appreciated Liza's candid conversations about body image, dysmorphia, and the effects of social media comparison. Learned so much and got so many helpful takeaways in this episode. Thank you. Thank you for writing that review. It is so, so awesome. And if you feel inclined to write a review, head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us 5 stars, and let us know what you like, what you want more of, what's been working, what's not. And it goes, I do look at them, and it's helpful. It truly, it helps people find this podcast. And without it, it's also fine, but we'd prefer reviews. Again, like the woman who works at the hotel downstairs, it's not the easiest to get reviews. You kind of have to sell your body like a cheap hooker, and just to get what you need, just to get a little SEO out here. We aren't out here with 1 million followers on Instagram or buying blue checks to feel cool. It's just what it is. Okay, this past weekend, I was in San Diego. It was a blast. I went to go visit a friend, and they live in San Diego. I went to visit, got in, we went guns blazing, and went to a John Mayer concert in LA. It was a blast. Such an amazing city. Everything smells like piss, but is gorgeous. Just the way I like it. I like a little dirty. I like a little edge, but I love a view. We were by the ocean. I just posted a reel about it, and it had, we took a hike on these cliffs, and it was a little moody outside. It was kind of gray. And here's a valuable lesson that I learned. I took a flight that took off from Charleston at 5 a.m. This is for anyone who's about to travel, but you don't want to end up bloated. You don't want to end up feeling super incredibly lethargic when you get there, especially if you're changing time zones. I left my house at 3:45, 3:30 in Charleston, got to the airport, took off at 5 a.m. No big deal. Get to California around 10 o'clock California time. It was perfect. I had a little work to do. They had a little work to do. So we worked for about 2 hours and then we could just explore. If you don't want to crash immediately, let's focus on this. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to fall asleep on planes, because I'm someone who will try so hard to sleep on planes and it just won't happen. I can't do it, or I'll fall asleep and I'll think it's been 2 hours, but it's been 5 minutes. It's not great. It's not quality sleep. If you can afford first class, then absolutely go for it. It's not in the bag, baby. I landed and I thought immediately, okay, I'm going to chug caffeine and I'll feel better. Instead of chugging caffeine, I knew that I was either going to have to drink caffeine all day long, or I'm going to push through this. I'm going to hydrate myself. I'm not going to eat a ton of carbs. I'm going to do something that's going to sustain me. So I did. We went to this healthy little spot down the street from their house, and I got this big tofu bowl with a ton of veggies as well as avocado. And I think I got a green juice that had some, probably some fucking embalming fluid and crazy ashwagandha. Who knows what they do in San Diego, but it was really good. And I made sure that when I landed, I got protein and fat, because I already knew that if I spiked my blood sugar by just getting quick caffeine or quick sugar, then that was going to be fine for about an hour. And then I was going to crash again. But we had an 8:30 p.m. dinner, so I had to rally. I had to stay awake. I couldn't just flatline at the middle of the day. You know, like, you come into town and someone wants to show you everything. They're like, I want to show you my favorite parks. I want to show you my favorite hikes, my favorite restaurants. And they want to host you. And so you want to be a good hostee, attendee. And you don't want to flatline off of caffeine and sugar. Here's what you do. You land and you hydrate the fuck out of yourself. I brought my Ultima, which is, I mean, I ordered on Amazon. I ordered a little passion fruit. I'm obsessed with this. I think it tastes amazing, and truly it helps so much. I was drinking it on the plane, because you dehydrate. I don't know exact percentages or numbers, but you dehydrate so much faster when you fly. So I would put this, I got a giant smart water. I got an Evian, because I'm a bitch, and I got but I love Evian. I don't care what anyone says. I like it to be sprayed on my face. I like the smell. I like the taste. I like the water. I like the way the bottle feels on my lips. I know it's plastic. So sue me. I used a little bit of electrolytes in my water. I was sipping on that through the flight. Felt pretty good. And then when I got there, I said, please show up to the airport with a giant bottle of water. And so I guzzled it. It felt great. And I thought, okay, well, I'm getting a little bit hungry. I wanted to go to In-N-Out and get this massive burger, but then I was like, it might be a waste of time. I'm not really going to get any protein because I don't eat meat. And that's really all the options they have, West Coast, In-N-Out. What we did was we went to this healthy space nearby. I said, hey, let's grab some lunch or brunch. I got the big tofu bowl, tons of veggies, avocado, and some whole grains in there so that I got fiber, fat from the avocado, protein. I did get a little carbohydrate from the veggies and the tofu, but not a significant amount that was going to outweigh the benefits of the fat and the protein, because the fat and the protein are going to sustain me for longer. Carbs are healthy. I'm not trying to say don't do carbs, but if you are really, really tired, but you need to sustain your energy, what you don't want to do is keep your blood sugar spiking back and forth. I did that. And then followed by that, about an hour later, after I had digested, we went for a walk around the pier and we got cappuccinos, we got a little latte. And I am telling you, that is the hack. Because when I was traveling on the plane and when I was, when I was traveling, I was so scared of how tired I would be, because I'm like a baby You guys, listen to me. I am a child. If I get sleepy, I am a cranky child baby. I'm antsy. I'm cranky. I'm short tempered. I'm not fun to be around. And it's not necessarily, I get like that if I'm super hungry, but everyone gets like that. But if I'm tired, I shut down more than anything. I'm a 7.5 to 8.5 hours of sleep kind of gal. And I always prioritize that. And when I don't get it, you are in for it. But I think that this really helped because I was holding my eyeballs open on the plane because they wouldn't stay awake because I wasn't sleeping, but I would nod off and then wake back up, be fully alert, and then tired 5 seconds later. It was awful. It was a long ass flight. But when I got there, that protein, had I not done that protein, or had I just done like an acai bowl with just the berries, or had I done just a caffeinated beverage on an empty stomach, because I was potentially scared of being bloated after traveling, I would have felt so tired come 1 p.m. And I didn't want to ruin the day. So I set myself up for success with a nice healthy meal. So if you are traveling and you have the opportunity to have a meal upon landing, maybe it's not a meal you can select. Maybe you're not in California where there's healthy options everywhere. But if you can prioritize some healthy fats, maybe you get some coconut meat, maybe you get some coconut milk, maybe avocado, really nice olives, olive oil, as well as either some, or like some nuts, macadamia nuts, almonds, those types of things. Chia seeds, if you want to put those in your water, they expand and they have great omegas, and that will keep you somewhat balanced. And then you have a little bit of protein. For me, this day, it was tofu. Today, it was actually a ton of shrimp. I'm going to do salmon for dinner. Or if you eat meat, then do some type of meat that maybe isn't fried so that you're not getting all that breading and you don't feel extra lethargic by having to process all those heavy oils and breading. That's what I recommend. So if you want to stay fresh, like for instance, a lot of my friends and myself included have bachelorette parties coming up. And bachelorette parties, it's not a chill little weekend. It's 3 days of throwing down and just saying, having to say yes, or else you'll be the person who doesn't get to do stuff. And you want to participate in all these things, but also you don't want to feel like an absolute train wreck when you get home. Setting yourself up for success by creating these mini guidelines that you know will help you. So having some protein and fat upon landing instead of just a pina colada. Wait an hour, then have the pina colada so that you have that nice solid base and foundation of nourishment and regulated blood sugar levels. When blood sugar levels crash, it's like a baby. Have you ever heard of a baby having a bunch of sugar and then crashing? That's what's happening to you. Don't let it happen to you. When we were in San Diego, I think I had 3 glasses of wine one of the nights. I hadn't seen this friend in 6 years. I was so thrilled, catching up, had the best time. It was like no time had passed. And I think I had 3 drinks on Friday. I got there Thursday. So Thursday evening, I had 3 glasses of wine. And it was throughout a span of like 4 hours. But being so tired, sleep deprived, we hadn't eaten a ton that day, but that wine, I was on my ass. I truly was bye-bye. Even though I was super hydrated, I was still on different time. It's drier there. So I should have done some more electrolytes when I got there. But bitch can't be perfect, right? Had some glasses of wine and I was hung over the next day. And I know it's because I haven't really been drinking much, really at all. I drink like once a month. And when I say drink, I mean like a couple glasses of something. But oof. And then the next day we had a long day of exploring followed by John Mayer concert that was 3 hours away. So we drove to LA, did that, had some pizza, which is a wrong idea because I crashed. Can I tell you something? Don't judge me for this. Because you're going to think, you flew all the way out there for a John Mayer concert and you did this. I can't believe it. What a waste. I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the goddamn John Mayer concert. I was sitting next to my friend and we were at the Forum, which is a big concert arena venue in LA. And we were seated. It's a seated venue and our seats were kind of far away. So everyone stayed seated. It wasn't just me. And there was one part, I put my head on my friend's shoulder and we were singing some song that I actually didn't know. I know the strong majority of John Mayer's music. That's why I flew out there, because I'm obsessed. And I fell asleep for two songs. And I know that is how tired I was that I could fall asleep during one of my favorite musicians live. It was the last night of his tour. It was the final leg of this tour and I fell asleep. However, when I woke up, I caught my second wind. I was jamming. I was like, let's stand up. But honestly, you guys, I took a power nap to the John Mayer concert and it was worth it, because if I hadn't, then I would have hallucinated. That trip was the most fun trip I think I've had on a trip in 10 years. But it was the purest definition of what I like to call puke tired. You're so tired that you want to puke. And then on the way home, the whole Delta flight thing happened. I landed in Atlanta at 11 o'clock. Our flight was canceled at 11:30. Didn't get to a hotel room till 1:30. Woke up at 5:45. Nobody gives a shit about me and my circadian rhythm. I get that. Overall, what I want to say is, in order to not be so tired, set yourself up for success. Have some fats and protein. And if the only thing you could do is get a smoothie, maybe sub the banana for some dark berries so you get more fiber out of it than just a higher glycemic index that might make you sleepy later. Have some cacao, have some espresso, protein, berries, greens, and avocado in the smoothie, or coconut. Get some kind of fat in there, chia seeds, hemp seeds, whatever. That is my call to action for you. My other call to action, of course, is going to be sip on my favorite product, Organifi greens juice. Something's in the water. Maybe it's because it's getting hot out, but I have gotten more messages about the Organifi greens juice, and I like the green apple flavor, but I have gotten more feedback on that product in the past month than maybe ever before, and I've been working with them for years. If you want to try the greens juice that I take religiously every single morning, and when I tell you that I forgot to take it on this business trip, I didn't even bring travel packets because I'm moving my life in 75 different directions, but I forgot it, and let me tell you, I was constipated today, and I don't say that often / ever, but don't stop your partnership for me talking just so much about poop during this ad, but truly, Organifi is one of the things consistently that helps me get everything going. It really gets the engines purring in the morning, and I take it with at least 16 ounces of water on the low end. I like to do 32 ounces, put a full scoop in 32 ounces, or a 3/4 scoop in 32 ounces. And then in 16 ounces or in a smaller water bottle, you would do maybe half a scoop, mix it all up, guzzle it down. You're getting that hydration. You're getting adaptogens that will help your central nervous system. You are getting different greens blends that will give you different nourishment and fiber. And there's not a bunch of BS crazy ingredients. This is my favorite product. It is their star product, and I will never say any. Convince me otherwise. Best of luck. If you want to try Organifi's green juice just like me and incorporate it into your morning routine, go to Organifi.com/HTH and use the code HTH for 20% off of anything you want to order. And let me know if you like it. I like the green apple. If you're just now incorporating it and you just want to have it, and I like to get the canister, keep it in the fridge. It's nice. It's the easiest way to feel great in the morning. But again, that's Organifi.com/HTH, or you can click in the show notes to check it out. All right, guys, it's 7 p.m. in Houston. I don't know what country I'm in. I don't know what my middle name is, what's going on. It's been a whirlwind, but I'm so excited to talk to you all next week and let you know how the entire exchange of living quarters has gone, and I will talk to you next week. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.